Go Light presents Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
You are very welcome to the Opinions Matter podcast.
Hi, my name is Rona Cullinan and I'm a special needs mom to three amazing children. We've been using CBD oil for the last couple of years and it has completely transformed our lives and I cannot recommend it enough.
And if you would like to get your hands on some CBD oil, our show's sponsor is Greenheart CBD. From Greenheart to your heart, Ireland's multi award-winning CBD oil. And you can do what that lady did and find out more information on their website at greenheartcbd.ie. Greenheartcbd.ie. So we would ask you to support our sponsors by visiting their website. Now, what have we got for you on this afternoon's Opinions Matter? It's the topic that everyone is talking about, especially parents of young children, because from words, if you have a child over the age of 9, they have to wear a face mask in school, on public transport, and indoors in shops and so on. Parents will need a medical certificate if they want their child to be exempt from these mask rules. Official guidelines from the Department of Education say that any unmasked pupil who can't provide evidence of an exemption will be refused entry to the school. Now, the rules come into effect today. They've angered a lot of people, and we want to find out why the anger. So let's kick off straight away with Anne. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Anne?
Hey, I'm grand, thanks.
Well, Anne, what's your feeling on this new mask regime for kids over 9?
Yeah, I'm with the side of the story that feels totally unnecessary and unfair on the children.
Okay, why?
Well, a couple of reasons. Obviously, you know, kids have been through quite a lot already in the last year and a half. Their lives have been turned upside down, and you don't even have to have kids to know that. So I don't think it's fair on them to put this pressure of wearing a mask, which we all know as adults is quite a difficult task to do. It takes a lot of adjustment, whether you even wear glasses or not. I mean, there's so many different things. It's not comfortable, and anyone who says it is comfortable to wear a mask for 5 hours a day is lying, because it's not comfortable. There's going to be a time in that day where it's not going to be comfortable. You're going to want to take it off and breathe normally. So, yeah, a couple of reasons. That one of the things is that it's not fair
Do you yourself have children in that age category?
Yeah, I've one. My eldest, I've three boys, so I've three different ends of it. I've got a third class, a senior infant, who thankfully this ludicrous, you know, regulations isn't in for them. Mm-hmm. Yes, and I say yes with a big yes, because I wouldn't put it past the senior infant. So that's a whole other debate. But and then I've got a baby, so like.
Okay, so how is your child, the one that will have to wear a face mask in school, how is your child feeling about it?
Well, I had kind of warned them from last week that, look, if this comes in, and, you know, I'd rather be of the case where we prepare our kids than throwing something on them.
Absolutely,
so I kind of gave them the worst case scenario of homeschooling, and wasn't too pleased about it because he's 9 and he's a good kid and he loves school and he loves the socialization of it. And it's heartbreaking that I even had to suggest that again for, you know, for the reason. But he was like, well, man, why? Like, you know, things have been getting back to normal. And, you know, why is this happening again all of a sudden?
And like I said, one of my concerns at the very start of this pandemic last year was the impact that this whole thing is going to have on our kids in the long term. And I really feel that way. I feel it is having a negative impact on
children. Can I just stop you there? I think, I've been listening to a lot of parents all day today, and I think we need to give children more credit than parents are giving them. Children are very, very, very resilient.
Yes, we know that.
Yeah, but you don't. But can I just say something on that? Like, I mean, I was a resilient kid, but I suffered an anxiety as an adult. Do you understand? Like, being a resilient kid and letting things wash over your back when you're a child doesn't necessarily always come out when you're a child. You might be an adult and suffer from an anxiety disorder from something that is in your subconscious that may have happened when you're a child.
I know, but I don't think we can all sit here. None of us are child psychologists, and I don't think we can all sit here and preempt what our children are going to be like in 20 years' time. I mean, my son, both my kids are COVID kids. They've grown up in the COVID era. In 20 years' time, are they going to be completely damaged?
I believe that there is the possibility. This comes back to something I said to you. Something I said to you a year ago
was that
we are sadly creating children, not through our fault, but because of what we have to do with them during this pandemic. We are creating children that will ultimately be afraid of their own shadow. Afraid of other people.
They literally already are, because I've had that conversation many a time.
And sorry for cutting across. But I have to say this. That the generation of teenagers now, and I'm talking 15 up, are already socially inept because of social media. And I see that with nieces, nephews, cousins. Their heads are buried in their phones. They don't know how to have conversations. That's not because of COVID or lockdown. That's because parents gave them mobile phones.
Correct. I agree with you on all of that.
Let's not put
COVID on top of that.
It's not a choice to put a mask on your child for school, according to the government.
Yeah, but it's
a choice to give your child a phone at whatever age.
I get that. But the point I'm making is, none of us are child psychologists. None of us can predict the future. Children have to deal with a hell of a lot of stuff. You look, and completely separate issue, but I'm just talking about different things that children go through. The amount of children whose parents have broken up or are broken up and live one couple of days with daddy and a couple of days with mammy and have to deal with that. They deal with that and they get on with life. They deal with a lot of things.
Don't for one second suggest that stuff like that doesn't scar children. It might damage them irreparably. It does scar children. I've absolutely no doubt about that. And my children are from a separated mom and dad, and I can tell you it has had an effect on them.
You said your children are dad.
They're fine.
No, my children are fine, but I've no doubt it had an impact on
them. Well, I'm a child of... I'm a child whose parents broke up as well, and it didn't affect me in any way. Things affect children in different ways.
But just to go back to the point, Anne, you think that this is completely unnecessary, that there was no need for the government to bring in this regulation?
I was sending a video there this morning of some concert last night with 25,000 adults in the arena, and then you're expected to mask up your child this morning, and you know, for what reason? I mean, all you see, okay, they're obviously all masked in that arena, but I've heard of people who've been at it and they were really uncomfortable. It was jammers, and you know, so why would I put the pressure, and it's just totally unfair to put that on
What about the argument, though? And we have seen over the last couple of weeks the amount of children who have tested positive for COVID has been higher now than at any other point during the pandemic. I'm sure you accept that is an issue.
Yeah, that's an issue. But I also accept that the amount of, thankfully, you know, fatalities or, you know, anything that, you know, anyway, serious. And, you know, it's asymptomatic or mild symptoms for the majority of children.
But it's not just about that, Anne. It's about the children coming home from school and passing it on to you.
I can tell that's what you're going to say, because I've had that a lot as well, and I've had this conversation this week. But the people at home are 90% of adult fatalities are vaccinated. And this vaccine is so good that, I mean, only a handful of people need a booster.
They're rolling the boosters out to everybody. Do me a favour, stay there for one second if you can, please, Anne. If you want to give your tuppence worth on this, you can send a WhatsApp to 085-825-2626. Because, Catherine, you're annoyed at what Anne is saying. She thinks
No, Adrian, I'm actually more annoyed with you, to be honest with you.
Why?
Listening to you there the last 5 minutes. Like, are you actually listening to yourself?
Meaning what?
Like, you need to play this back to yourself after the show, because I don't think you actually have a clue what you're talking about. You're going on there as if kids are like some little kind of fragile little things.
Well,
let
they
me
are.
Put this in context. No, hang on a second. Let me put this in context for you now, right? There are kids getting on rafts and sailing across the sea, stopping themselves being blown up. And mothers and fathers and yourself are getting in a big hit because kids are being asked to wear a bleeding cloth.
Well said.
Like, seriously, are you for real?
Okay, I believe, no, and I'll say it again.
Adrian, you don't have young children.
What's that got to do with anything?
Shut up about it, because you don't have young
children. I'm entitled to an opinion
on
this.
I'm sick. I'm agreeing with
you. On the other line, I have a woman who also believes that this pandemic is having a negative effect on children.
I respect Anne's opinion more than I respect yours, Adrian. And all I've been hearing all day is people on social media who don't have kids giving their tuppence worth. Sorry, shut up. If you don't have kids,
you're entitled to an opinion. The chief medical officer's children are grown up as well.
Yeah.
He's entitled to an opinion.
He's given
it
a medical.
Yeah, but your opinion is bollocks.
And what would you say to that?
Well, look, in fairness, I totally agree that everybody is entitled to their own opinion. Obviously, it's an opinion, it's a matter of self. And I don't, you know, disagree with anyone's opinion, because, again, you're entitled to your own opinion on it. But what I say is, from my point of view, like, if I felt deep down in my heart that it was totally necessary for my child to wear a mask in school, 100% they'd be in there.
Okay, you just don't feel it's necessary.
Do you mind me asking you something? I'm going to be honest with you. Do you really think that this is worth getting your knickers in a twist over? Honestly.
I'm not doing it for that reason. I'm doing it to stand up for my child.
I'm not doing it to have a moan about
something.
I'm not saying that you're upset over it, but you're not in the grand scheme of things. It's not that big a fucking deal, like.
No, because it's not normal for a child to wear a mask for 5 hours a day.
Sorry.
They're going to be breathing in their own secretions, and they're going to have
chest infections. They're not leaving their house every day with a risk of being blown up. They're not breathing in devastating and fatal chemicals like in other countries where kids are in war-torn countries. This isn't this big of a deal. Like, the series.
This is where we'll have to agree to disagree. I believe that this is in the long term having.
Here we go. Another Facebook child psychologist.
No. I believe it's affecting children.
I believe that's.
Can I cut across and just say something on the child psychology thing, and it's funny because I was just doing the first aid course there recently, and the woman said, you know, first aid, if you go to somebody, assume the worst, okay? So assume that, you know, somebody who's fallen out of a two-story building has broken every bone in their body, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you don't know because you don't have an x-ray machine. So my point is, your mental health and your first aid for mental health, which everyone goes on about these days, is just as important, and you don't know what effect.
Oh my God, it's a face mask, mental health, it's a bleeding piece of cloth over your mouth and your nose. Seriously.
But it's not comfortable.
Mental health issues, what's the difference? It's hardly the same thing.
Hang on, Catherine. You have children. How old is
I
you?
I only have one child. I have a little boy and he's 6 and a half.
And he's 6, okay. And your little boy doesn't have to wear his face mask to school because he's 6.
No, he doesn't have to, but I make him. He's been wearing this since the pandemic started, nearly 2 years ago.
He's been wearing a face mask into school every day.
Every day. And I say to his teacher, I'm like, I want him to wear that face mask. And he loves his face masks because he'll like pick his own face. We like loads of face masks and he'll pick which one he wants to wear and all. Like, he loves them. Like, I just think people are so stupid to be getting so upset over this. Like, my little fella wears it everywhere. We go to the shop, he wears it. We go to school, he wears it. We go anywhere, he wears it. We go to the cinema, he'll even wear it in the cinema.
Oh my God, that child's going to be a basket case.
It goes back to the point that, okay, kids are meant to mingle with each other. Kids are meant to have a laugh and a joke with each other. Kids are meant to socialise. It's a very important part of their development. But I fear that we're creating children that will be, as I said already, afraid of their own shadow.
But sure, we've already created...
Sound like you're afraid of your own shadow, Adrian.
No, I'm not afraid of my own shadow.
I hate repeating myself here, Adrian, but this generation of parents have already created a generation of socially awkward kids.
That's irrelevant.
No, it's not irrelevant.
This adds insult to that injury,
It's not irrelevant.
This adds insult to that injury.
Are you saying that I'm that... Hang on. on a second. Are you saying that I am damaging my son by making him wear a face mask?
I believe you're not doing him any favours.
Age, sorry, this is the same Adrian that a year ago when I started putting a face mask on my son Luke, and he saw a photograph of Adrian, he literally criticised my parenting for wearing a face mask. Now,
I will be criticising parents who aren't having face masks on their kids.
All right, both of you, hang on for 1 second. I want to bring in some more on
you're
this.
On
our WhatsApp number is... Oh, I'm not on my own. We just spoke to Anne a second ago.
I think you're pretty much on your own.
I'm not. 0858252626. This particular gentleman is angry.
In the Constitution, every child has a right to an education. What happened to that? Every child is entitled to an education and should never be denied it. And now because they're not wearing a mask over their face, they're going to be denied entry to the school. Well, if I have to walk my kids into the classroom and sit outside the class myself to make sure they're not being removed, so be it. That's what I will do. So anybody who wants to put a mask on their child, send them to school, that's their decision. I'm going to respect it. I'm not going to give out about them. But anybody who starts kicking up over me sending my kids to school without a mask, well, they know where I am.
Ah, here, John Rambo there, relax. Rambo First Blood Part 6 outside his local school. First of all, this whole thing about sending children home is not a new concept. And this is another thing that was annoying me today on social media. Oh, they can't sell children home. Children have been sent home from school for a long time for not wearing uniforms or wearing...
This is very different.
No, but I'm just saying the concept of a child being sent home from school...
Yeah, this is very different.
It's not a new concept.
We're talking about potentially sending 9-year-olds home from school.
I know, like, but yeah.
And that guy is right in what he said.
Hang on. Oh, I'm marching with my daughter. Calm down.
Let's have a listen to the message.
I don't want to hear it again.
Hang on.
So in the Constitution, every child has a right to an education.
Yes.
Yeah. And now suddenly you're not entitled to it if you don't have a face mask. Oh. We're talking about the fact that face masks for kids over the age of 9 are now compulsory for school, on the buses, and in shops and everything else. And a lot of people are annoyed over that.
Are they, though? Are they annoyed? Are the children annoyed, though? Ask the kids. Is the parents being annoyed on children's behalf?
But actually, Catherine, let me just ask you. You said your child actually likes wearing them.
Yeah, Lena, he loves it. Like, at the start, he was really like, oh, my, I don't want to wear it. And I was like, you have to wear it. But now it's just, like, second nature. And that's the thing. Like, this is what it's going to become for all kids if we just make it, like, mandatory for everyone.
Stay there for a second. Let me go to Emma. Emma, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks, Emma. Well, what's your view on kids having, nine-year-olds and up, having to wear face coverings?
I think it is absolutely ridiculous. There's no way I will send my children to school with masks on.
And what age are your children?
Two of my kids in primary school are 11 and 7.
Okay, so your 11-year-old should have gone to school today with a mask.
I sent her in this morning, no mask on. I had to sit her down this morning and explain to her the reasons why. I just don't see a point.
Hang on. You explained to your 11-year-old why you weren't making her wear a mask today.
Yeah.
And what did you say?
Told her, explain.
Tell me what you said to her.
I said, we're 2 years into this pandemic now. Thankfully, none of us have been sick. So this deadly virus has not entered my household.
You're lucky.
The arrogance there. I hope COVID never knocks on your door. I really do. The arrogance.
I know plenty of people who have had it, and it's as much of a sniffle.
Here we go.
I know a load of people as well.
Yeah, I also know a lot of people that ended up on ventilators and in ICU. So, you know, let's not diss.
Okay, well, that's your opinion.
Hang on a second. It's not an opinion that people ended up on ventilators. That's a fact.
Okay, but very few.
No, I'm saying it's your opinion what you're just after saying.
Yeah, and let's be clear. There are very, very, very few children have ended up on ventilators
But I think before we get to maybe March or April next year, I think it'll be safe to say that everyone in Ireland at one stage will have got COVID. Because, I mean, look at the figures.
We could have had COVID and we just mightn't have known. You know, we could have been asymptomatic.
Correct. Okay, so...
But anyways, back to my 11-year-old.
Yes, your 11-year-old.
She will not be wearing her mask.
Okay, now...
I contacted the school today as well over it.
And said what?
And they didn't have answers for me first, and they took my number and said they would ring me back.
Okay.
So when I got my call back...
Well, what did you want answers for? Sorry, what did you want answers for exactly? What kind of answers?
Well, we're only going by media and what's been said on the news, and schools didn't even have the decency to send out an email to parents, where all other schools had received an email.
Well, they only got the email from the Department of Education last night, so, you know...
Other schools have had emails out first thing this morning.
Okay, all right. If you get an email from the school this afternoon telling you that your child will be expected to wear a face mask from tomorrow onwards, or your child will be sent home, what are you going to do?
I will be off to that school, and I'm telling you, there will be fire behind me.
Oh, God almighty.
Fire. My child is entitled to her education. Yeah. She's not going to sit in a room with a mask on her face.
Why?
When she does not need it.
And how does she feel about it? Would it bother her? Or are you just getting outraged on her behalf?
No, I'm not getting outraged on her behalf. I have said it to her. I have told her my points, that it's not needed. She's scared because she doesn't know what people are going to think. And I know there is a few in her class and their parents feel the same as me. And then there's another minority who don't feel the same.
Okay, so
it's going to be mixed anyways.
Even if you get an email from the school today saying your 11-year-old has to wear a face mask into school from tomorrow onwards, you are not going to be doing it. You're going to storm down to the school.
I will stand at that gate and my child will go in and have her education like she should. Mask or no mask, my child will be in getting herself educated.
Now, the simple way around this is just to
let her... We know where this is going. Next, they'll want to vaccinate them. Do you think I'm going to risk that for my children?
Okay, well, that's a conversation for another day. At this moment, all you're being asked to do is to put a mask on your child going to school, and you're saying, absolutely not.
Over my dead body.
Over your dead body.
God. I'll give up my job and homeschooler if I have to.
Dramatic much. Seriously.
Over my dead body.
Who are you to tell this woman how to feel about this? This is her child.
Over my dead body. This faux drama.
She does not want her child wearing a mask.
Why do you think? Okay, let me ask you.
It's hard enough for adults. So I wear a mask when I'm working and it's hard enough. My child also has dyslexia. She finds it hard to express herself.
Okay, but if you want to go to your local GP and get a letter that says your child is exempt, why don't you do that instead of like storming down to schools and causing a havoc? Here's the thing. The schools are going to have to deal with a lot of parents like yourself over the next couple of weeks, literally going up, demanding that their child go into school without a mask. The thing is...
But is it not a guideline who's saying it's not mandatory?
Okay, why do you think...
Or compulsory.
Why do you think... Let me ask you a question here.
Sorry to cut across you. When you say it's not compulsory, the Minister for Education did say that pupils can be sent home if they don't have a face mask on. So is that a risk you're prepared to take?
Over her dead body.
Well, if it comes to it, I will, yeah.
Over her dead body. Okay, let me ask you a question. Why do you think the Department of Education, in all their wisdom, why do you think they brought in these guidelines for children over the age of 9 to wear face masks? Why do you think they did it? For the crack?
Children are the easy targets now. They want to pump poison into them as well, and this is their way now.
So what poison do they want to put into the kids?
The same that you probably have in your body right now.
Well, for someone who has poison in my body, I feel absolutely brilliant. Never felt better in my life.
Just as a side issue, on this podcast only last week, you said you weren't going to get your child vaccinated.
But I don't believe it's poisoned. Here we go. You're obviously...
You're not going to get your child vaccinated, are you now? Can you answer why?
Well, I'm going to ask you another question first. Are you an anti-masker and an anti-vaxxer?
No, I'm not anti-anything. I'm pro-choice. I have my own choice and my own opinion on it. And I am deciding not to.
Okay, Catherine, let me bring you back in on the conversation. There is a woman who clearly doesn't want her child to be wearing a mask in school. Hasn't she a right to say that?
She's worrying about an education for her child. She needs an education herself, the poor dear. She sounds like an absolute muppet. What are you talking
about? A muppet?
Yeah, you're a muppet, you are.
Explain how I sound like a muppet.
You're going on there like, Katie, right? This thing needs to be done so that my child and your child and every other child in the country can be protected. And here you are.
So we're doing what we're told the last 2 years. How far has that gotten us?
Hold on a second. What is this about with you then? Is this about you being told what to do and you're just trying to rebel? Or is this about what you actually believe?
This is about protecting my child.
I don't think
my child is my priority.
That's what I think your problem is. And you know what? They should have a big sign on your school door and every other school door saying, no mask, no entry, like they do on the shop.
So you're saying, Catherine, that it will serve her right if her child is sent home from school?
I think so, yeah. I think so.
It's not going to happen.
Do you know what? It's not going to happen. Your poor child, you are actually poisoning your child's mind, sitting her down.
By the way, yes,
I think you're the disgrace.
Have you, Kev, your child, Emma, show yourself. I can't hear everybody.
Emma, can I ask you a question? Have you told your child, is what age? 10 or 11, is it?
11.
Have you told your child that the vaccine is poison, as you said, as you put it?
No, I don't use them words to my kids. I don't even put on the news in front of my kids anymore because that's exactly what it is poison.
Okay, well, we're getting away onto a different conversation again. I don't want to talk about the vaccine.
A lunatic, Adrian. She's a fucking lunatic. Seriously.
You're a fucking lunatic.
Oh, go on, yeah. The state here, I'm not going to let me
come out.
You can let your child pick out his muscles for the day.
You need to get a fucking life. I can't get it. All right, I can't hear you. Stay with me for a second. 085-825-2626 is our number if you would like to get involved in this very lively conversation today. The Minister for Education saying today that children over the age of 9 may be sent home from school if they do not have a face mask. You've just heard that lady saying, over my dead body. Here's another WhatsApp voice note I want to bring in.
Hey lads, I'd like to remain anonymous, but that's all right. Just a little story for you. So as a young kid, I was very, very, very sick with something. I had to be out of school for a long, 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 long time. And when I was eventually able to go back to school, I couldn't face going to school. Kids, I was scared of children, scared of interactions with adults, scared of interactions with teachers. I was very much an introvert for the majority of my adult or my teen into my early adult life. And to this day, I'm still very socially awkward. And that was due to being fearful of kids because I'd not gotten into the medical issue, but I had to stay away from people for a very, very, very long time. And I fear that a different scenario, of course, this is, but the outcome will be the same, that these kids will grow up with severe cognitive behavioral issues that I had to deal with, which caused years of therapy just to get me out the front door. And I fear for these kids, I really do.
No, this is exactly what I was saying just a while ago, and there's a guy who's been there.
The slight difference there is that that gentleman who spoke brilliantly, by the way, was one kid in the class who had to stay away. The thing about this pandemic, the only good thing about this whole pandemic is that we're all in the same boat. So every child, if my son was the only child in his class tomorrow wearing a mask, yes, he'd be probably ostracized and made fun of. But the fact is we're all in this together.
All right, we have to take a very quick break. Gareth, I'll take your call in just one second, if you can stay with me.
It's Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy, where your opinion counts.
Opinions Matter with Adrian and Jeremy.
And you're very welcome back. And I'm Adrian, he's Jeremy. We're in the middle of a conversation all to do with the news today that parents have to send their over 9-year-old kids into school with a face mask on. And that is the rule. They have to wear them on buses. They have to wear them in shops. Gareth, what is your view on this? Welcome to Opinions Matter.
How are you, lads? How are things?
Good, thanks, Gareth. What do you want to say?
Well, I can't really comment on the kids. I don't have kids myself, so. But that girl, Catherine, yeah, she grew up, I'd say, the same as myself and Jeremy. We're a tough family.
Mm-hmm.
I take no shit. There's a lot of this child's health and mental health. What happened when there was wars and all things like that with kids? I know it's a different situation.
It was a different situation, and something that very few of us have had to live with.
Yeah, but So,
what's your argument? That, you know, think of the kids that live in war-torn countries. Think of the kids who lived through the First and Second World War. This is nothing in comparison. Is that what you're arguing?
Yeah, but look at the kids at the moment in South Africa and all that. They haven't got any vaccinations yet. how are they coping? How are they going to cope? No food, no vaccination. We're over here to vaccinate myself.
Okay, so your argument is this is hardly the most traumatic thing a child will ever have to go through. Is that really what you're saying?
Jeremy says there's other worse things there.
Just because there are worse things doesn't make it right.
Oh, definitely not. And again, it could be parents' choice. A parent, I'm sure, again, I don't know. I'm not a parent. I know my own father and mother, they take the right hand off for me. I'm sure every parent is the same too, as well. Mm. Everyone's just trying to look after their own kids.
Okay,
whether it's right or wrong, they can't say you're doing it wrong.
Okay, so you believe that parents just need to go along with this? What do you make of that lady who was on a while ago saying, no way, over my dead body, I'll storm down to the school and I will demand my child get her education?
Yeah, okay, again, that woman's looking after her kid, but listen to all that type of shite. The kids are listening to that. And they're, oh, my mother and father's right. Like, the father wanted to go down. Oh, my child's getting the education, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, okay, that's grand. But don't be acting the hardy man over it, or the hardy woman. If you have an issue, bring it up to the government. Don't go down to the school. The teacher's nothing to do to the school.
Well, in fairness, they're just enforcing what they've been asked to enforce.
But in fairness, that woman, she played her hand there in the game of cards. It wasn't long before she came in and said, the poison. So you know what you're dealing with there. And if there's one thing...
She still has a right...
Yes. Would you
to, for her child to direct her child's life.
My point is...
And she doesn't want her child wearing a face mask.
My point... No, but that's a deeper-rooted issue, Adrian. She believes the vaccine is poison, so she's part of that cohort of people that exist in Ireland.
Okay, I don't believe the vaccine is poison, but I've said since this whole thing started, and we have had many a row over this, I think it is awful to see young children wearing a face mask.
Oh, Jesus Christ. Everything about this pandemic is awful. It's awful that you can't go into a restaurant without showing your phone with your COVID cert. It's awful that I haven't been on a plane in 2 years. It's awful that there's people who may not be able to come home for Christmas, fly home for Christmas because of what's going on. It's awful that a lot of people couldn't attend the funerals of loved ones. The pandemic is a shit show for everybody. So
especially... For children.
Oh, really? Especially for children. Oh, okay.
Your friend is... Eddie is a bit annoyed. Hang on.
Jeremy. You run a debate show and then you're saying people's opinion doesn't matter because you don't have children. It's called Opinions Matter. It doesn't matter if you don't have kids. You might have had kids that have now grown up, but still everyone has an opinion and they're entitled to it. And for you to show people down and say no... Because you've no children, you're not entitled to opinion. Sorry, buddy, that's wrong.
And you know what? He's actually right. Hmm. He's right, and I want to apologise for that. You are right. Opinions do matter. That's the name of the show. I should have come up with a different name for the show. However, my point is, and it was badly worded, Eddie, and I do agree with you. It was badly worded.
You bash me around the place for having an opinion, saying I don't have kids. Like Eddie said, I do have kids. They just happen to be grown up now.
My point is that what I could see today was a lot of people... getting annoyed that don't have children. I'm like, why?
Well, the woman that was on a couple of moments ago does have a child in that exact age category and will not be sending her child to school with a face mask. Now, let me go to line two, and that is John. You're on Opinions Matter. How are you, John?
Hey, John. How are you doing? It's Jeremy. How's it going?
How are you, John? How are you? Now, what did you want to say on this?
Yeah, no, I have a daughter. She's 9, and, you know, she was going to school. She was in school yesterday. There's a class of 28 kids, and obviously her and just another girl were the only two who didn't have a mask. So she came home last night, and she was speaking about the mask. She's saying she has to wear one the next day, but the teacher didn't say anything to her, but she says, I have to wear one. And I says, why do you have to wear one? She says, because everybody else is wearing one, you know. And you could see the anxiety from her, you know. And I mean, like that girl Catherine says, you know, see there's kids going across and rubber dinghies across the Mediterranean Sea that through the Channel Islands trying to, you know, they're drowning and things like that, you know. Like, we can, there's so many comparative stories we can say, well, you should just be happy with life and just get on with it, you know. It's like...
And is that how you feel about it? That this isn't the most horrific thing ever to happen to a 9-year-old child having to wear a mask to school?
Oh, well, it's probably not the most horrific, but there's not enough evidence to show, you know, what the effect it has on kids, you know. Like, I mean, the kids are at that age where their brains are developing, you know. I mean, their brains are developing. They need a lot more oxygen. Putting masks on them, you know, it depends on how the masks are actually policed in the school. You know, wearing the same mask all day for 6 or 8 hours is absolutely no good.
Sorry if you're going across me before. I was talking to somebody who works in the school system today, and I was asking them, how is this going to be done? And this particular school that they work, it's not going to be a case of where the teacher's going to be walking out with the cane, caning people on the back of the hand if they don't wear the mask. From what she said,
Minister for Education said schools can send children home.
No, but from what she said to me, my understanding was that if the child... I'm feeling a bit hot. I need to take the mask off for a second. I think what they're trying to do here is get some middle ground, okay? They know that the child isn't going to be able to keep the mask on 24/7. And if a child wants to take the mask off for a couple of minutes to scratch their nose or whatever the case, the teachers are not Nazis. They're not going to be coming down, you know, whipping them and, like...
I don't mean that. You know, I mean, in terms of if masks are to be used properly, you know, there's different types of masks. I mean, if you go on to, you know, the National Institute of Health or whatever in America, the studies which have been approved by the likes of Dr. Fauci, you know, and the CDC, etc., you know, they're saying, like, in terms of a mask, if they actually work effectively, they say a mask should only be on your face for half an hour, 20 minutes to half an hour, and then it should be replaced. If there's any moisture, if a kid has a mask on, they cough, they create moisture within that mask, you know, and you're constantly breathing in that bacteria.
Okay,
and as that gentleman said before, just in terms of, you know, obviously he was secluded, you know, obviously he couldn't go near kids because of the health and it affected his cognitive, you know, just his social skills when he was getting older, you know. I mean, this is the impact which is going to have. And the studies which are done, They're not being shown on mainstream media. You know, you have to go and find these stories, but these facts.
Okay, let me ask you then, with regard to your child and wearing a mask in school, will your child be wearing a mask in school?
Very, very reluctantly. You know, I don't want to be doing that, but then my child wants to wear a mask so she doesn't feel the odd one out.
Okay,
you know,
so she will do it for that reason.
And that's the only reason. Like, I mean, the HSC, it was on the HSC's website for the last number of years that it's not recommended for any under 13-year-old to wear a mask. All of a sudden now that you're wearing masks, we've got 92% of the people, like, vaccinated, you know. I mean, how long does this go on for, you know? Do we continue, like, for me, what I personally think is going to happen, I mean, the fear and the scaremongering with kids, you know, in years to come, they will comply and do as they're told.
That's exactly the point that I was making at the start of this podcast.
They know nothing else.
Yeah,
they know nothing else.
And I firmly believe, and I won't back down. This is making
psychology
children
101 from
this
Adrian
is making
Kennedy.
Children, in my opinion, so, afraid of their own shadow.
But lads, I'll just ask you this question: what do you think the end goal is here? For example, like, I'm vaccinated. Okay, I've got my double jabs. I'm not getting the booster. I'm not getting into the cycle of getting the booster every 3 months because you're only unvaccinated as long as the government tell you you're vaccinated. You know. So if they decide to come out in 2 months' time and say, oh, sorry, we actually realise that the booster, the efficacy only wanes after 2 months, you're going to have to get another one now. And then, so what happens for the people who haven't actually had a vaccine?
John, the question you're asking is a million-dollar question. Nobody knows where we're going to be in 6 months.
His question was, what's the end goal here? The end goal here is to get rid of this horrible poxy pandemic and leave it behind us and get them...
Is that what you think? You know, you think it's solely just down to the pandemic, that it's nothing, you know. I mean, we've got 92%, or originally it was 70% of the people had to be vaccinated in order for the removed lockdowns. Then it was 75%, then it was up to 80%, then it's 90%. Then we've got 92% of the people vaccinated. Now we're trying to push for 100%. So what happened to
the health authorities didn't create new variants of this virus which spread more easily, and that's been a huge part of the problem. I want to bring in, because we're rapidly running out of time here, Jeremy's friend is back here.
Oh.
Jeremy, like, this is apparently, you have to fight for your kids' rights. So, like, opinions matter. You're going against everybody's opinion. Call me what you like, but that's fact. And I think other parents are the same as well, and thinking what I said. At home during school days, there's no way for a child to be. They need to be in school to get that education. The teachers are in there to get a pay. Right? They went to college to learn to be teachers. I didn't. So my kids need to go to school. And having that education taken away from them is wrong. over the fucking mask, as your woman said, a bit of class. When a kid sits at a table, they're only moving their hands. So they're not breathing out the carbon monoxide. That goes back into their system. That makes them sick. And it's a fact that makes them sick.
That was going back to the point that was made by that last caller, John.
Okay, a couple of points here. I was just saying that he was going on like John Rambo, saying, I'll march up to the school, me kid. Nobody will stop my child. Here's the alternative to that, man. Here's the alternative. If we don't do something about this, okay, if we don't reduce the R number in Ireland at the moment, yeah, if we don't get a handle on this again, yeah, the schools won't be back in January. And do you? I don't want that. Jesus, I homeschool.
No, I'm sure no parent wants
it. I homeschool my child for a couple of days, and I couldn't deal with it. Mm. And that's the other alternative. What do you think? Do you think the Department of Education is doing this because they get kicks out
for,
of it?
For laughs and giggles, laughs. No.
No, do you think that as well, though?
No, I don't obviously think that. Tracy's 11-year-old son, Killian.
Hello, Adrian. My name is Killian, and I've been wearing a mask since September in school, and I wear the mask because my friends won't get COVID. It's a lower chance my friends will get COVID if I have it. And if my friends have COVID, it's a lower chance I'll get. So just whatever you're saying doesn't really make that much sense to what the health minister is saying. Thank you.
What a great little speaker. Thank you. What a great speaker.
11 years of age.
Okay, Lauren, you're on Opinions Matter. How are you, Lauren?
I'm good.
Now, Lauren, what do you want to say on this?
Yeah, well, I have a child in sixth class and one in fourth class, and they have both went in with their masks on today, and not a bother to them. It's not an issue with them or with us. And you know what? I think it's just that the text messages went like mad last night with parents giving out and stuff like that and all that. And I think, like, in my opinion, it's the kids are grand, it's the parents that are going to cause. They're the ones that are going to cause the kids to be scared of their own child.
We already heard from one parent who said his child wants to wear one because she doesn't want to be the odd one out in class, which is, I suppose, you know, no child wants to be the odd one out in class.
No, I mean, we just didn't make a big deal of it whatsoever. It was just, we don't have big conversations about the mask.
Okay, and how do the kids feel about it? Because right throughout the pandemic, kids of that age have not had to wear face coverings. How do they feel about now having to?
All right, Macy, how do you feel about wearing the face covering at a mask in school?
I don't mind it because the window I had in school was a bit sloppy, but when it got a bit tighter,
she's gone on a bit there. But yeah, no, she's no problem with it at all. She
yeah,
no,
so, so it sounds. No issue whatsoever.
That was the point that I was making, Lauren, and I was making to you, Adrian, as well, is that all the outrage that has happened in the last 24 hours has come from the parents. And I don't think most of the parents actually sat down with their kids and said, do you have a problem with it? No, instead
you
of...
You know what?
Sorry, go on.
In my little one, who's in sixth class, Maddie, she was telling me that her friend was in school yesterday and she was telling her mum, because I have no problem wearing the mask, but my mum was going mental over having to wear the mask. And I just turned around to my mum and I said, mum, I'll wear the mask. I don't mind wearing the mask. But my mum was having an absolute fit over wearing the mask. And the child was saying, look, I'll wear the mask. I don't mind wearing the mask. And it is the parents that are going, it's like they're been asked to hand their kids over to a paedophile for 5 hours a day because that is what how crazy they're going about it. You're wearing a mask. It's only a mask.
Some parents just don't think it's necessary.
Are they medical experts?
No, obviously they're not medical experts. But the fact of the matter is, we were told from day one of this pandemic, children under 13 don't have to wear face masks.
Okay, let me ask you a question, and I'll ask all the parents listening to the question. To listen to this question. Okay, as a parent, yeah, what's the most important thing when it comes to your children? What's the most important thing?
Protecting them, nurturing protecting them, minding
children.
Them.
Protecting them, keeping them safe. Isn't correct. That all our goals as parents? I know as a parent myself, the most important thing for me is keeping my children safe, yeah? And I'll do whatever it takes to keep my children safe. And I don't think there's a parent in the world that wouldn't feel the same way, yeah? Now, if this is keeping them safe from this virus... Okay, fair enough. If your kids get COVID, they're probably not going to end up in ICU. Mm-hmm. They're probably not going to end up even in hospital. But if doing that little thing will keep them that bit safer, what's the first thing you do when you put your kid in the car?
You put their seatbelt on.
Why do you put the seatbelt on? Because they don't like
the same reason you put your own seatbelt on.
I know my young fella and my daughter go mad when I put the seatbelt on. I hate the feel of it, Daddy. I hate the feel of it, but I persevere and I put the seatbelt on. Why do I do it?
For their safety.
For their safety.
Yeah.
Because I was told by car safety experts that you're more protected.
I understand the point you're trying to make.
So
but this is such a U-turn on what we were told a year ago. Here, kids don't have to wear masks, they're grand.
Here, there's been so many U-turns in the last year.
I think that's why people are a little bit annoyed. Let me squeeze in a couple more on this. Eddie.
Some people are going mad here ringing in. Kids are indestructible, resilient little buggers. Honestly, people are going on like they're fragile little things. They are indestructible. And once one kid sees another kid in the class wearing a mask, they'll all put them on. If it was just one, you'd feel odd. But honestly, there won't be a problem. People are just getting their knickers in a twist over none.
Well, they don't see it as nothing. That's the reality of it. Debbie.
Jeremy, as you know, I think you're very intelligent. I agree with a lot of things you say, but on this note, definitely not. Adrian, fair play to you. You're saying everything right. You're thinking about others. You're thinking about kids. And I don't often agree with you, but I definitely agree with you today. Jeremy, I'd say have some heart for the kids. Think about their future. Adrian is definitely right about the future mental health of these kids. It's something that should not be forced like that. And you're definitely, I just cannot agree with you at all today.
No, that's okay. I put you in your box.
Well, no, it's okay. It's called opinions matter. It'd be a very boring topic if we all agreed with each other.
Absolutely.
I'm just very passionate about this, and I believe that we need to give children more credit than we are giving them. And they are very, very, very resilient. They go through a lot worse than this.
If you've enjoyed this latest Opinions Matter podcast, we would ask you to hit subscribe or follow, and then you'll be notified the next time we upload a new podcast, which we do on an almost daily basis. So please hit subscribe or follow, and you'll be notified when we upload a new podcast. And if you want to contact the show, we do this show live most afternoons. You can send us an email to allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. allopinionsmattershow@gmail.com. Thanks very much indeed for listening.
Subscribe to this podcast for free on the Go Loud app.